Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. I'm here with my friend Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez. I'm the Friends fanatic, and yeah, this is season 7.
This is exciting. So we are on the 152nd episode, the one with the nap partners. Season 7, episode 6, premiered on November 9th, 2000, with 22.01 million viewers. Jackie, what happened?
Yes, so Phoebe and Rachel compete to be Monica's maid of honor. Chandler's past camp girlfriend comes back into the picture, and Joey and Ross enjoy taking a nap together.
Yes, so this whole Joey and Ross napping together.
I love it.
They're at Ross's apartment watching a Die Hard 2.
Which is a plot hole because this is after Ross dates Elizabeth's dad, who is played by Bruce Willis, who is John McClane. So I don't know if they're like joking about it. Is this an inside joke? I try to see what people were talking about, and there's nothing. Like, I was like, come on. And maybe it's just an inside joke between them. Because it's like Die Hard's obviously John McClane, Bruce Willis. So the fact that they bring it back, you know, it's funny.
Yeah, and so the guys want to watch Die Hard 2. Well, Chandler wants to watch Die Hard 2, but Ross and Joey want to watch Die Hard 1 again. So they end up watching Die Hard 1 again. Mm-hmm. And we don't see, like, there's not much storyline to this, but we just see that Ross and Joey fall asleep cuddled on the couch together.
It's so cute too. I mean, like, it's just perfect. Like, Ross is in Joey's nook, you know, and it's so cute, but they get all like weird out by it.
Yes,
but
then after they wake up.
Yeah, but then they enjoy it. They like the nap. It's like, wasn't that the best nap ever? And then it goes on, you know, because like Joey tells Ross, I enjoyed it. And it's, you know, it's funny because it's like, you know, when people talk about, you know, when you're intimate with somebody, that's what it sounds like. But really, they're talking about a nap.
Yeah, definitely. So that was funny because later on in the episode, they kind of decide if they want to do it again or nap together again. And they end up, napping together in Joey's apartment. But this time, all the friends see them napping together.
Friends. Yeah, so it was the out credits. It's like all the friends like crossing their arms and like, hey, they're napping together. Whereas like before, throughout the whole episode, Joey's trying to convince Ross. Wasn't it the best nap you've ever had? It was the best. And so Joey's trying to convince Ross to take a nap. And then he finally gives in and naps again. So it was cute. I would just laugh if that were two of my friends and take a photo and be like, oh, how cute you were.
Yeah, so that was the end of that storyline. Super small, intimate storyline. And in another storyline,
the pals,
the girls are out having breakfast, and at that point a random girl overhears that Monica is marrying Chandler Bing, and she goes up to them and says, did you just say Chandler Bing, or you're marrying Chandler Bing? And she's and Monica says yes, and she's like, good luck with that, and walks away.
The way that this woman comes in and just like interrupts and goes, oh, good luck, and like walks away, it's just like, what? Like, how random for you to be at a restaurant and have the random girl that you went to camp with to be in New York City at that exact time. I'm like, I doubt this would happen in real life, but you know, instances occur. But yeah, I'm just like, well, how rude. You can let her have her happiness.
Yeah, how rude. So Monica goes back to the apartment, asks Rachel, or not Chandler, about this girl that, or this woman that she had had the encounter with. And he's like, well, you know, he showed her a picture and he's like, yep, that's her, like, kind of thing. And she's
yeah, it's Julia, my camp girlfriend.
Julia, camp girlfriend. He broke up with her because she got fat.
Yeah, she got fat. And then he realizes he's talking to Monica because Monica used to be fat, even though she wasn't fat. And that's a very controversial, you know, storyline. But talks to Monica, you know, like, and that's what she had, you know, that issue when she was younger, even though it's not an issue. But yes.
Chandler tries to apologize, but Monica gets worried for herself. She thinks, you know, Chandler's not going to love her because she might get bigger when she has kids. Like, her body
changes.
Different.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So he tries to, you know, tell her, you know, that's not the case. So Chandler kind of wants to put the skeletons back in the closet, decides to go apologize to Julia. How they found her address? I don't know. I guess the yellow pages.
But also, it's like Monica brings up a point that it's like in fifth grade, she liked this guy, her best friend. And then when she wanted to like go out with him, he said no because she was too fat. So Monica has this connection to this storyline because she's like, you know, if he came back into my life and apologized, I know it would make me feel better. So then she convinces Chandler to reach out to Julie to make her feel better. But then when he goes, she didn't realize that's why he broke up with her in camp. And so he's like, so then it's like null and void. There's no point of this like apology. So now is it only going to make Julie feel worse too?
Yeah, who knows? So anyways, they go back to apologize to Julie and it goes bad because Julie didn't realize that that's why he broke up with her.
Yeah, yeah. So
he dug himself in a bigger hole.
Yeah, he continues to do this, you know?
Yes. Just like,
but, you know, Monica sticks with him, of course. Like, they're good together. But, she, you know, she realizes he's just like that in that way.
Yeah. So, coming, we'll take a quick break and we'll talk about the maid of honor duties.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
In this next storyline, I think this is an interesting way of kind of figuring out who's going to be your maid of honor.
Yeah.
Because now you just kind of, I think you've always asked people to be your maid of honor, but in this case,
it's
Monica.
Assumed. Yeah, because it's assumed it's going to be a sister. You know, like when you chose, your sister was yours, right, Vanessa?
Yes.
Yeah. So when you, my sister would be mine too, but I also have like my best friend, Cassie and Tasha. So it would be all three of them. I don't know. I'll wait till that happens. But it's like, it is an interesting way because there are three of them. And you think, you know, like, okay, well, if Rachel's the maid, you know, for Rachel's wedding, because she comes up with this idea, it's like, okay, well, let's all switch off and then you guys decide. So that's like the very first scene in the episode. And so then it becomes this whole thing, like, you know, with Rachel and Phoebe trying to decide, and then it's going to be a cycle. Like if you're Phoebe's, then I get to be Monica's, or Monica, you know, gets to be Rachel. So they all get to switch off. But Rachel has sisters. And so it's like Phoebe and Monica don't. Rachel has sisters, and I would think like, okay, well, don't you think they might have, you know, something to do with it? But I guess they never really thought when they're thinking the storyline.
Yeah. So Monica tells them, you guys get to decide. And Phoebe has never been maid of honor. Rachel has done it at least twice.
Yes.
So, you know, Rachel was being nice and she says, okay, because you've never done it, you can do it.
Yeah. But she lied.
So then Joey challenges the girls to a whole set of things that they have to do. They have to come up with a maid of honor speech. They have to, what else? Like a scenario about like this drunk person walks in, what would you do?
Yeah, so she tackles him. And then Rachel, you know, with her maid of honor speech, she quickly thinks of something. I thought it was actually pretty good. But also it's like Monica's getting cold feet. So what do you tell Monica? And then she touches on her own experience. Like you don't get to keep the gifts and everything like that. So, but then Phoebe kind of cheats, don't you think?
Yes. And the guys are so skewed. It was like they knew Rachel would be the better maid of honor.
Yeah.
But then I forget what Phoebe did that made them sway to her.
It was a maid of honor speech. She says, I remember thinking about this moment when me and Rachel were showering naked together.
Oh, yes.
And then just takes a sip. It's because, like, you know, she knows her audience. So it's like Ross and Joey thinking about them two showering together. And so, of course, they're going to pick Phoebe to win the maid of honor competition.
Yeah, which is kind of sad. At this point, I was, you know, sad that happened. So Phoebe wins. And then Rachel gives Phoebe a bag of items she gathered for this particular moment when it came time to be maid of honor for
Monica.
It was
really nice. Yeah.
It was nice. She gathered a few clippings, a garter, just
garter
different things.
Yeah. For something old and something blue. And then a picture, you know, of like Monica and Rachel playing playing Halloween and playing bride, you know? And so she had this really nice, meaningful connection to Monica, you know, being her maid of honor and stuff. And I've been maid of honor 3 times. We've mentioned this before, and it is a lot to do, like, because you don't want to let the bride down and you don't want to stress the bride out either. But I loved it every time. I loved it every time. So I'm happy to, like, yeah, be maid of honor for somebody.
And I'm going to be a bridesmaid soon. Yeah. I've been maid of honor, twice, I think. Yeah, twice. I was a maid of honor once when I was 10 years old.
What? Oh, because your sister?
No, because my neighbor was getting married. She was renewing her vows to her husband. And she had a boy that was my age. Oh. So they had all their sons as like ring bearers. The 3 boys serve as like the groomsmen. Mm-hmm. And they needed like someone, I guess, the boy's age to do it. So I was the maid of honor.
Oh, how cute. This is a renewal. Yeah. That's cute.
So that was fun. And then I was my sister's as well. And then mm-hmm. I get to be a bridesmaid in a couple of weeks. And the bridesmaid dress is actually sitting right there.
Is it cute?
Yeah, it's like a velvet orange. Dark mm-hmm. orange. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting time. So it's kind of sad. I mean, I don't know. The way that they went about this, like kind of fighting mm-hmm. about it, was not cool in a way. But then Phoebe says, you know, hey, I think you deserve this moment more than I do, Rachel. And she's like, really? You think so? Yeah. Because think about it. Phoebe also lied her way. She said she's never been maid of honor, but she was maid of honor for someone in the apartment building.
Yeah, which is random.
It was random.
Because it's like close to your heart duty. Like, you know, it's like this person chose you to lead, you know, their wedding day. Like, I take it seriously. They didn't take it very seriously.
Yeah, totally. So that part was really nice of Phoebe to do. And then Monica mm-hmm. comes into the coffee shop, and they tell her, you know, we decided who's going to be maid of honor. Rachel's going to be maid of honor. And Monica's like, oh my God, that's so great. And, you know, they hug it out. And Monica says she wants to plan to have meetings 4 times a week. And she has like everything down that she wants to do. And at that point, Phoebe realizes that she saved herself from this mess, and Rachel realizes the mess that she got herself into.
Yes, but then Rachel brings back Phoebe. It's like, she's gonna be yours.
Exactly. But I mean, I think in that case it would be better, because if she was going to be like mine, for instance, I would want her to take the time to plan everything.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Oh yeah. So do you have a favorite line?
Oh, my favorite, it wasn't the scene, it wasn't line, but it was the nap scenes when, you know, Joey and Ross were taking naps together. I thought it was so cute. But again, because we're girls, and so we always think these things are cute. I guess it's against their machismo way, but whatever.
That was the scene of the maid of honor competition. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Rachel and Phoebe set Joey up on a date, Ross accomplishes a milestone at work, but embarrasses himself in the school library. If you like this episode, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Instagram at Friends with Friends Podcast. Bye.